USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Team USA wins its fourth Women's World Cup, beating Netherlands for their fourth championship in eight tournaments. Independent Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan, who called for the impeachment of the president in May and days ago announced he's leaving the Republican Party, tells CNN's State of the Union his decision was partly due to the party's unwavering support for the president.
It comes down from leadership to the bottom. Over the years, it's gotten more rigid. So it's more difficult now to actually change the process than it was even a few years ago.
Amash is up for re-election and says he may run for president. Leaked cables sent from the United Kingdom's ambassador to the U.S., back to London, described President Trump as inept, insecure, and incompetent. That, according to the Daily Mail, which first reported the leak, the British Foreign Office doesn't rebuke the story, but says the ambassador's views are not necessarily the views of ministers or the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Former Vice President Joe Biden yesterday apologized for comments he made last month about his ability to be civil and work with segregationist senators in the 70s. And he also defended his ability to take on tough opponents. Biden earlier made these comments exclusively on CNN.
I took on same-sex marriage. I took on a whole range of issues. I took on arms control. I took on dealing with Russia with the arms control agreement. I took on Putin in terms of what was going on in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. I've taken on these leaders around the world. I'm the guy that's gone in and met them. I've taken on all these leaders. This is ironic.
Again, those comments made last week on CNN. He also used his speech yesterday at an event in South Carolina to respond to criticism he's received from some of his 2020 Democratic opponents on his decades-long record in public office, including his opposition to desegregation, busing, and his involvement in the 1994 crime bill. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A billionaire who's been accused of sex trafficking minors for decades has finally been arrested. Here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King with more.
Jeffrey Epstein was arrested for allegedly sex trafficking dozens of minors in New York and Florida between 2002 and 2005 and will appear in court in New York on Monday. The arrest comes about 12 years after the 66-year-old financier essentially got a slap on the wrist for molesting dozens of underage girls in Florida. For more than a decade, Epstein's alleged abuse of minors has been the subject of lawsuits brought by victims, investigations by local and federal authorities, and exposés in the press. But despite the attention, the hedge funder has managed to avoid any meaningful jail time, let alone any federal charges. The new charges allege that Epstein sexually exploited dozens of underage girls in a now familiar scheme, paying them cash for massages, then molesting or sexually abusing them in his Upper East Side mansion or his palatial residence in Palm Beach. Employees recruited the girls for Epstein's abuse, and some victims eventually became recruiters themselves. The girls were as young as 14, and according to police, Epstein knew how old they were.
This year's running of the bulls in Pamplona left 5 people injured. The 9-day San Fermin Festival is held each year. 6 bulls run through the city's narrow streets each morning before being killed in afternoon bullfights. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.